Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, we are talking Plan to Profit Day 2. So today we're talking all about our detailed planning agenda. Like, what are we talking about in these meetings? Okay. Now that's a big question I get is, okay, great. This sounds amazing, but what am I doing and who needs to be there and all of the things. So we're going to cover all of that today. Thank you for those that left us a review on the Foot Traffic podcast. Make sure it takes about 24 or 48 hours when it shows up. I want you to screenshot that review, shoot us a DM, and then we're going to send you back a virtual masterclass that we did for our clients. It's like a 90-minute masterclass on quarterly planning. So it's going to help you every quarter get back to the basics, get here and get started. So welcome. So excited. Hi, Jen. Amanda, good to see you. Super excited to kick off day two. So yesterday we really worked through the framework and the pieces to what it looks like to really setting up next year for success. You can't just look at revenue, right? When I say, okay, what do you want to do next year? What does everybody say? They pick a gross revenue number, right? And then my next question is, great, what's the profit margin? And usually people have to think about it. Profit margin was not even a thought in those gross revenues. We have to make sure that not only are we looking at gross revenues, but what do we want to profit off of those things? And then as we're looking through those six pillars, we have to start to say, okay, what do we need here? How do we support this? Okay. Yes, these are recorded. They'll be right here on my IG feed. They're also on the podcast. Sorry, podcast listeners. Yesterday, I said to my husband, Kent edits my podcast. And I said, okay, so I need you to grab the podcast recording from Zoom, throw it on the podcast. I don't know, maybe like 20 minutes in, I started like choking really bad. Could you clip that out so the podcast listeners aren't going, what is happening right now? There's like 15 seconds of dead air. As you on Instagram could see what I was doing. I'm like, they're going to be confused. So you missed it, podcast listeners. You can definitely catch it on IG. Okay. So thanks for leaving those reviews. Make sure to do that. We're doing this all week. If you send that to us, we'll do it. If you've already left us a review, but a long time ago, you can leave a new review. These are all on the podcast. So review us for this week. Tell us what you think of the Plan to Profit Challenge and then shoot us that back over. Okay. We also opened the doors yesterday to well-oiled operations. I'm excited to hear that this is something some of you are going, I need this. Like, I know I need to be in this program. This is why we created it. I don't just want to help you grow a really big, successful business. I want that success not to just be in your gross revenues and your profit margins, but I want it to be in the way you feel about your business. Whether it's fun and light or it feels stressful and it feels like you're constantly having to be in those day-to-day operations, I want you to really run a business and own the business. I don't want this feeling like a job, right? A job that you don't even like some days. So for those of you that want to jump in and join us, make sure to go to Well-Oiled Operations. Somebody just posted it in the comments. Thank you. Go to welloiledoperations.com and definitely snag your spot. Remember, for those that jump in immediately, you're going to be welcomed into our Foot Traffic Formula Facebook group with our clients, and you're going to get to participate and ask questions and all of that from now until the time that we get started. Okay, so let's talk about annual planning and what it actually looks like step by step, okay? So first of all, I really got started. I'll kind of give you an overview fast, and then I'll go back and give you details, okay? So step one of this was just me alone, right? Me thinking about what do I want and why do I want that? That's a big two-part thing. What do I want? Why do I want it? The why is sometimes we don't think of the why. We're like, I want to hit 3 million. I want to hit 500,000. And it's like, well, why? Well, that'd be kind of cool to hit that number. No. Like, what is the real reason? And maybe for you, it really is the why is, no, I've never hit 150,000 before and I want, or a month, right? And I want to be able to challenge myself. Great. Then you are going after growth. Now, where you have to really ask yourself, why would my team care about us stretching to a certain number just because Stacey hasn't hit that number before, right? Like, that's not that exciting to them. So you've got to be really, really careful that you aren't hitting big, like setting big goals, and then you don't have a good enough why to relay to the team. You've got to get the team on board with the why and the vision. Nobody is excited about you just hitting crazy big numbers because you've never hit those crazy big numbers before. Am I right? Okay. Okay. Do me the biggest favor. Say hi if you're joining us. I want to see who's on and who's here live. If you have any questions today, post them in the comments. I will definitely stick around and take some questions. We might even have time to bring some people on if you want to ask questions today. So with that said, first step, stage one is just me with myself figuring out what am I looking for? Okay. Step two was me meeting with Sarah on our team. Okay. So Sarah is really in charge of operations. She's heavy in fulfillment. So I wanted to get on the same page with her because I might say a big crazy number and then she's going to go, well, like, where is that coming from? Like, what program is producing that, right? Asking all the questions, right? I need somebody like that to be able to spit something out and then kind of bring me back down to reality a little bit, right? So after that, step three, and this could be something you choose to do or not do, but step three could be you going to your leaders and stating, okay, this is what I'm thinking. All right. Step four is our entire team. So next Monday or Tuesday, I think, we are doing our annual meeting where we are going over all of this information. All right. It's kind of like final objections. Are we missing the mark? Does anybody have any killer ideas that we're not thinking of? What do we need to know? We want to hear from our team. Okay. And then step five is putting these goals in writing, making sure everybody on the team is aware, and then really starting to assign the first quarter action items. So we already start planning in December Q1, and we immediately plan January. So when we get back into the office January 3rd, no one's like, so what are we doing, right? Like, everybody's just moving forward, okay? All right, so let me kind of dive in more specific to what does that look like in these meetings, okay? So first of all, the me meeting, right? And this you'll do, you'll sit down and take some time for yourself. If you heard my podcast, when was that? It probably released, when did it release? I feel like it released like the week of like November 6th or something like that. Okay. And it was a podcast about just my biggest takeaways. I think it was actually my biggest takeaways from my mastermind that I pay to be in. Okay. And here's what's really cool about this story. I recorded that episode when I got home from the event October 30th. Okay. You did not hear that episode until November 6th, a week later. I was gone all week on vacation. I started telling some friends and the team and some peers, here's what I'm doing. I'm committing to this. This is what you're going to see from me. That's all I did. I wasn't telling people that would be buying things from me or, right? I was just telling people in my inner circle, and none of these people would buy. Okay. So again, team members, friends, peers, et cetera. So October 30th, starting that day through November 6th, when that episode aired, we had the craziest week. Like, I'm talking, we grossed more that week than we did the entire month of October. Okay. Let me remind you, I am gone. Nobody knows publicly what I'm about to say. Yet we were getting messages like this. Hey there, would like to join Stacey's mastermind. Heard her speak on stage 2 years ago, looking for a mastermind. Like, could I get more details? And then that person signing up. People that were like coming out of the woodwork, right? Now, I truly believe in just like letting go of some other things that I was doing and just publicly stating to myself, to my team, where I was heading. I believe that played a part in people randomly reaching out and buying and purchasing. Okay. I can't explain it any other way, but I 100% believe in that timing. Okay. So this is where significance, we talked about this yesterday, might feel very fluffy, but the only thing that played a part in that first week truly was really being in alignment and saying yes to only the things I wanted to say yes to and letting go of other things that maybe I in the past just wasn't ready to let go of. Okay. So I want you to do some real deep, like soul searching here on what do I want to do next year? What do I want this to look like? Okay. So that was the first thing I did. Now, after that, I then sat down with Sarah. We had about a 3-hour-ish meeting. We really could have gone longer. I will tell you, we had it down as an hour and she's like, I don't feel like we're going to hit an hour. And then we made it to 3 hours. And honestly, we probably could have made it as an entire day meeting and then cut it short if we really ran out of time. But honestly, it felt like it could have been a whole day, right? So here is some of the stuff that we did. First, again, I gave her my thoughts, my goals. I started putting things out there. I said, okay, what if we didn't increase our revenue next year, but what if we increased our profit margin? Like, let's just think about that. What would that look like, right? What if we did increase the revenue, but we increased the profit margin this much? What if we went all in? Like, what if we went so big and we doubled our revenue? What would that look like? Okay, now here is the thing. You can put out those numbers, right? But then what I really want you thinking about is what are the actions that are going to help me get what we're saying? So don't spit out 750,000 and you did 300,000 this year and your actions, you're like, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing, right? You want to make sure that you're actually saying, where would we lean into? Where would this come from? What would this look like? Okay. We really want to dig deep on all of this information. Now, what's good about having Sarah come here and work with me through this is she'll tell me like if she thinks it's good, if she thinks it's bad, if she has follow-up questions, she'll ask it. Not everybody is like that, right? I have had people that I have worked with that will pretty much think my idea is not good and not tell me to my face. That is not the person you are inviting to flush out your goals. You really want somebody, and I don't want to say Sarah's a devil's advocate because sometimes she's like, I love it. Like, let's go, right? And we can move forward. But sometimes she will have other objectives of, I don't know if that would be, it makes sense for this, or what about this, or what about that, right? You need somebody who's going to bring an honest opinion and voice. Does that make sense? Can you say yes in the chat? It's important. The right people, it's important, right? We'll talk a little bit about this at some point this week, but if you're in a program, in a group, and everybody's just like, yes, yeah, sounds great. You need to be in a group where people are challenging you. They're questioning you. They're asking big questions. They're making you think, right? This is the type of place you need to be in. These are the types of people you need to surround yourself with. Okay. People that are not just going to say, yeah, sounds great. Yeah, sounds great. And then you're going, why did we do that? That was horrible. No one liked it, right? And it's because everybody's just been like a yes person around you. You can't afford to have those people there, okay? You need people giving good objections and own open, honest conversations like we talked about yesterday. Okay, so what's really cool is Sarah's going to be coming inside of Well-Oiled Operations. You're going to get some live Q&A time with her, all right? Why did I purposely put that in there? It's because she is a massive, massive part of our well-oiled operations. And there are some things that she does that I don't even know about. And I wanted to make sure she got to come in and share some of those details and just ways that she is really making sure that we are continuously hitting our numbers, making things run smoothly, all of that. So you're going to get to see her inside of the program a few times inside of there. Okay. So we first walked through in this is a big part of this today's training because this was a big one. Okay. Again, if you don't have a Sarah, then you're either doing this with yourself or a significant other, or you're maybe bringing in some key players on your team to have an open discussion. Okay. So first we went through solution. All right. We worked through our offering descriptions. Are there any things we need to edit, change? If we changed it, how would we stay in integrity with the people that already have bought it, right? Because we don't want to make anybody mad that's already purchased. Like, we love our customers. We want to keep them happy. So what do we need to do? And how could we grandfather in those people, but then possibly change this way? Like, what would we do to make sure that in the future, it's more in alignment, but we've stuck with our word and we have done our integrity on their end. Okay. That's important to us. Now, that was a big one. We created our customer client profiles for every single program. This is something we then will be sharing with the team. We actually already shared it with the team. But I would, if I wasn't in a rush to show that to them because we made some big changes, I would have waited till our annual meeting. Okay. We up-leveled our client we work with. This is a big one. Just because, like, I'll hear people say, oh, my clients can't afford that. Or, oh, my clients wouldn't like that. Or my clients really need me. Like, they would never do this if I wasn't the person teaching the dance classes, or I wasn't the person on the coaching call. Like, I've been in both those places, right? You have all these excuses. And at some point I had to say, to become a well-oiled operation, I had to say the right client will trust who I bring in to the dance classroom. The right client is going to believe that if I've hired this person as a coach inside my program, they are going to believe and trust in me that I have hired the right person. The right client will, right? So stop making programs or products or services for people that you're already attracting. Start making them for people you want to attract. So we up-leveled our current client and we said, here is what he or she would expect of us. Here is what he or she would be super excited to hear about us, right? The things where it's like, oh, well, that person would never do that, or this person. Nope, our client has up-leveled, right? And here's the deal. Some, when I say it's up-leveled, we already have clients at this level. We're kind of raising what I would call like the minimum of that client, right? Does that make sense? So we're raising the idea of that person to say, listen, if this is our ideal client, we maybe have been allowing some of these people to jump in and we just need to say, listen, to be in this program, bam. So for instance, we created an application now for Foot Traffic Formula. You cannot just jump into Foot Traffic without applying. Why? We have to make sure you are the best fit for the program. And honestly, we only take people that are going to get results, which sounds crazy. But we don't want, like, why would I let you buy the program if I didn't think you're going to get results? So you talk bad about me to everybody that asks about it, right? And you don't like it and you never buy from me again. I don't want that person. I want the person jumping in that I know is going to get results. So when we do applications, we are literally hand selecting people to say, this person would be amazing, right? So we up-leveled our clients' profiles in general, okay? We also came up with our critical number for every one of our programs, okay? Now I should say this. We came up with a critical number for every one of the programs we want to put our energy and focus on, right? Where you put your energy and attention, those are the numbers you're going to see grow, okay? So can everybody put right now in the chat, critical number, okay? What that means is whatever your bestseller is, that is the critical number you are going to go after. You might have a gazillion products, but you want to see that bestseller go up, right? If you have a million things, it's going to be really hard to skyrocket next year. We've got to make sure that you are absolutely crystal clear, super focused on this, so we can get you going from where you are to where you want to be. All right. Now, we looked at that number and we said, we looked at our current numbers and then we said, what would like a home run be by the end of next year? If our current critical number is this for Power Player and our current critical number is this for Powerhouse, what would be like a, oh my goodness, I can't believe we have this many people in this program. And literally that is how we guessed our critical number in the beginning. That's how we got it started. Okay. There's some math behind that after we put it out there, but we literally said, what would feel like a home run to us? Okay. So I'm going to pause there for a solution. As far as service, we really, really pride ourselves. Like one of our company values is high standards. We want to over deliver with our customers. So we asked ourselves, and we had a massive win this year with our retention. Our retention has never been better, meaning people stayed and renewed. So if we already know that that is our sweet spot, like we can get customers in and we can get them staying and rebuying because the programs are working, right? How do we lean into that even more? How do we take our retention from 75, which is already insane, to 80? to 85? Like, what could we do to make it be an even bigger no-brainer? Okay. So, and not just that, but refer other clients. Okay. We have a referral today from somebody that a powerhouse told them about, and they're coming to check out one of our masterminds, right? So how can we, that wouldn't happen if we were giving mediocre experience, right? Somebody recently said, hey, I heard you bought this program. One of my friends, what are you thinking of it? Okay. Now I am not going to bash, but I'm definitely not going to be promoting a program that I am not feeling good about, right? You have to make sure that you are giving a great experience. So when somebody says, hey, Kim, I heard you join this. What are you thinking about it? She becomes the make or break if somebody else might join. Okay. So from there, we then looked at, we do meetings about our product specifically. We looked at how often should we be meeting on this specific product. Okay. If it's a newer product, maybe you need to have monthly meetings. You might even need to have weekly meetings. We have weekly meetings on certain curriculum when it is like, so for sure, well-oiled operations, we will have weekly meetings. We will be checking in, touching base, right? Once the 90-day founding members program is done, we'll probably go there to monthly. Once it's like, wow, we have a really solid product. We're doing really well. We've got all like the FAQs out of the way. We've got everything in there. It's like ready to go. We might switch it from monthly to quarterly, right? The thing that you never ever want to do is go from monthly to quarterly to nothing. At the very minimum, you want an annual planning meeting on those specific products to say, how do we make this better than last year? How do we take what was already working and make it even better? Okay. You might have something that is working, a strategy that is working really well. You can't keep doing the same old. You need to start to say, how do we up level those things? So let's say I don't, but let's say I go live weekly on Instagram. Okay. At some point you're going to be like, yeah, I get it. Right. And at some point, I'm going to need to up-level my Instagram lives and say, what could be even better or different to get them on here next time? Okay. So really ask yourself, what can you do to make it even better? Then in sales, we dive really, really like took a deep look at our sales. This is really, truly a foot traffic formula. Like it is what we teach in there. So we look at, we've got four areas. We look at our traffic, right? Where are we at with traffic? We look at our touch points. So that's really our lead gen. We look at transaction, our sales, and then can we be tracking better? What should we be tracking? What should we be testing? All of the things. Okay. So we're going to talk about this. Is this tomorrow? Thursday, maybe. I'm going to dive in deep to showing you our focus and our theme and how this really is in alignment with where we want to go for next year. So stick around. I think that might be Wednesday or Thursday. So truly for us, we are looking at what is our marketing plan. If we said we want to hit this many million in sales, right? What is the marketing plan to make that happen? When will we be going live? What is our marketing budget? What is our promotional calendar look like? When are our conversion events? We busted out, I don't know if you saw on our Instagram stories, but we busted out, and I don't, she took it home with her, so I don't have it. Our big annual calendar. It's honestly like, I'm not kidding when I say probably 4 feet by 5 feet, 6 feet. It's huge. So this massive calendar had all of our dates. We already started looking at what would be peak times of the year that we should have these meetings, that we should, that I'm going to be out of town, that we can't plan anything, that I want to do a live challenge. Like, what are we putting on the calendar? So we're already mapping out, like we have, and I don't know that I'll do as many as we have. We over promise on my side so that at least it's reserved, right? So I have a bunch of things reserved in my calendar, and I might not do the thing we said we were going to do in April, right? But if you go the opposite and you put three things on your calendar, you end up needing six. You're like trying to squeeze it in and now it's not great timing. So overdo your calendar and clear that time. Okay. So can you put in the comments right now, reserve your calendar. That is the biggest thing I want you to take away right now. Get it on the calendar. Okay. So from there, how do I map out when you're going to do a challenge? Okay. this would be part of this, right? So we would say, first, we go through the calendar and we cross off everything that I need to cross off. So what would that look like? I pull up my kids' calendar. I reserve their like spring breaks, their Christmas breaks, like and summer, like all of the stuff, right? I am trying to clear out where I don't want to be doing something. So I would hate to put on my calendar spring break, Facebook lives, and all of a sudden I'm doing that when the kids are home. Like, I don't want to do that, right? So I'm first removing all of my conflicts there. From then I look at, well, what are peak seasonal times that my ideal client is really ready to buy? She has a need to purchase something then. Okay. So if I'm looking at peak times and I'm only going to pick five times this next year, I'm not going to pick summer as one of my big times, right? Because it's just not the peak seasons. Now, if I was doing every single month, then I would include summer, right? So this is where you have to decide, what do you want that to look like? Okay. And holidays, cross off holidays. I felt so bad. One of my clients didn't bring up dates with me and then says, oh, I'm doing a challenge next week. And I said, next week, isn't next week Easter weekend? Like Friday's Good Friday and then Easter weekend, right? And she's like, yeah, but like, that shouldn't be a big deal, right? I'm like, well, I don't know about you, but my kids are off of school on Good Friday. Some people are going to church on Good Friday. Like, they're not even going to be at home watching. Like, we might be heading to church. Some people are already traveling for Easter to see family. And some people are on spring break and heading out of town. So I wouldn't pick that date based off of the time of year. See what I'm saying? Okay. Hope that helps. Was that Amanda? I hope that makes sense. Okay. Now, after that, we looked at structure. So I talked about this a little bit yesterday, right? I had said to you, is anyone or anything slowing us down? Do we have the right projects, processes, projects, people in place to get us our results as fast as possible? Okay. Now, here's what's really cool is we had our team take a survey a few months ago, I think. And it was really just to figure out, what do they love? What would they like to see? What's important to them? They were even rating things like, what would they rather have? Profit sharing, commission, like all the things. Okay. And we wanted to really get an idea of what they were looking for, because not only are we looking at who do we need to hire next year? Who are we missing on our team with this growth? Who are we going to need to hire? Like, again, when people are telling me, oh, I can't join the mastermind, or I can't hire this person because I don't have the money, yet they're telling me they're going to go from X amount to X amount. I'm like, where is that coming from? Like, you have to have the support to sustain it, right? So I'm always confused when people say stuff like that. So we looked at, who are we going to need? Who are we going to have to hire ahead of time to get ready for some of that growth? Okay. We also looked at, what do we want to put in place for our team? So whether we're having this meeting next week, right? So we're going to be talking about some of our annual numbers and some goals. And here's what we're thinking it's going to be. Here's what we think we already could be doing, would be on target for, like, right? All of this would make sense. Now, with this level, that might not be like, we might not be able to throw in extra PTO or insurance or what you name it, right? But if we can get, if we can go from this number to this number, this is where we could absolutely start to afford and throw in 401k matches and all the things, right? So we start to get our team on the same page of, this isn't just Stacy deciding if you're getting a raise. This is, the money is coming from the business. How do we get the business to elevate so we all feel it? I am an employee of the business like everybody else. Okay. I am an employee. I get a paycheck. They get a paycheck, right? So how do we get the business to provide us all more than we already are getting? All right. So those are things we kind of reworked, talked about, and then we'll be presenting it to the team for them to really see. Okay. As far as systems, you want to ask yourself, how secure are we? If I had to take a break, if I couldn't show up, if this person called in sick, what would happen? How smooth would things run? Let's think about that. Let's say your number one right hand, like the most important person on your team, right? Not you, the most important person besides you on your team that you work with, if they were out for the day, how smooth would things run on a scale of 1 to 10? Can you post it in the comments? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not great, 10 being amazing, how well would things run if they were gone for the day and couldn't update you on what to do? You had to figure it out. Okay. I want you to use that as a, how do we make that better? How do we start to be proactive on our systems, right? I was just speaking to a client and she's looking to grow. She wants to hit 1 million, looking to grow about 300,000 next year. And her second piece was systems, right? And I said, and really it was my fault because I think I asked her first revenue, but I said, here's what we need to do. We need to put number two, systems, as number one, because if we can get you solid in your systems, when you go from 700 to 1 million, and she totally will, when you go there, it will be not even just sustainable. I actually think she's going to skyrocket past it because she'll be able to handle it. If she goes to 1 million first, she might burn out so fast, she won't even want to put systems in a place, right? So we really want to make sure that we are really truly setting up the foundation in our business to accommodate the numbers we are looking for. Make sense? Okay. I'm not seeing numbers. I want to see at a scale of 1 to 10, how well would that work? What would happen if that person had to step out? What would happen if you would have to step out? How well would it run on a scale of 1 to 10? I want to see that. Okay. So real quick, if there are questions, go for it and post. Here's tomorrow real quick. The four must-have essentials to outperforming last year. Now, here's what's cool about this. This is not just revenue. There is so much more involved to outperforming. Do not get caught up in those gross revenue numbers, okay? There are some other things I want you to be looking at. And I've got some like some hacks for you to make it a little bit easier than you're probably going to make it. So stick with me tomorrow. That's coming back. The four must-have essentials to outperforming last year. Now, again, make sure to leave us a review, screenshot it, DM us. It may take 24, 48 hours, but I want to get you over that quarterly plan. It's like about a 90-minute masterclass. It is gold. We never gave it away for free. It was actually for our clients. Okay. Okay. So real quick, if you have questions, post them in the comments below. If you posted a question, but it's like way at the top, would you please repost it so I see it and I can answer it? It's so hard for me to keep track when they start flying through. I want to make sure I get some of those questions. Okay. Loving it. All right. What if you have a supplier that your bestseller product wouldn't be possible without? Tips for securing them, contracts, et cetera. Okay. Yes, this comes down to that security piece, right? This comes down to honest, open communication. However, contracts are a big, big piece of it, okay? We are going to have all of our contracts inside of Well-Oiled Operations. We are doing right now something with somebody, and the first thing we did was Sarah drafted the contract, right? And it's not because we're going to hold you like accountable. It's honestly, this is the first part of a contract. It is so that you know what is expected of you and I know what is expected of me. And we both are aware of what we said we would do for each other. A contract is not scary. It does not have to be like, oh, that sounds so formal. No, a contract protects both parties involved. Okay. I one time said this to somebody, a contractor, and she did not take it well. She was like, what do you need to protect yourself from me for? Like thought that word was very triggering a little bit. And I said, listen, it's for both of our protection. It is so that you have in writing what I said verbally, you know, and there's no confusion, right? So absolutely you want to get contracts in place. Okay. We'll be sharing lots of different contracts we use and for whoever. I will say you have to be very, very careful. If a contractor that you've contracted sends you over a contract and you sign it and you're like, perfect, we have a contract. I have been burned so many times of, oh, wow, it protected them. It was all about what they were going to do, but it was very open-ended. It didn't say certain things that I needed, or like, well, what if you don't provide this in 90 days? Then what's going to happen? So let's say this doesn't work in 90 days. Do I get my money back? Like what's happening there, right? Like what if you don't figure it out, or you can't get it working, or you take 30 days, like all that stuff can be in there. And you can absolutely require them to sign your contract as well to say, hey, and then here's the best part. If they look at this and say, oh, I can't sign that. Well, why not? What part of this do you not agree to? Like what part of this is scaring you? What part of this is making you think you can't do this? That is a red flag to run from that contractor. Because if there is nothing in there that is weird, like you're like, yeah, so if you don't provide, if you don't speak to me for 48 hours, I'm allowed to terminate the contract. Or if I can't get a hold of you for 7 days, yeah, I'm allowed to terminate the contract. You have a problem with that? Like, are you planning to not talk to me for a week? Like, are you planning to not have like be in communication with me, right? This is where true colors will shine on their end. Okay. Yes. Such great questions. Okay. Keep the questions coming. I want to quickly review one thing with well-oiled operations. So I was just telling somebody this, when we're launching this, it's 90 days live and we're selling it for $1,997, $2,000, right? When you see this stuff, like if you were to go have a lawyer draft up any of these templates, you would be spending well over $2,000 on the templates alone. Okay. When you see the systems, the operations, everything we're going to be giving you inside of this program and what your business will be able to sustain even more so than where you're at right now, the price point on this is insanely, insanely, like insanely cheap. We will not be keeping it at this price point. And the fact that it's live and you're getting Q&A with me and we're creating the content in real time. So when somebody says, can I see a contract for this person? And we have it, like, we're going to create that. We're going to get it in there for you. So I want to make sure you understand, like, what does this look like? So what we're trying to do is help you set up better communication with people you're working with, whether that's employees, contractors, VAs, whether it's clients. We're helping you get very clear systems in place and boundaries in place where they're not offended. You can say to somebody, hey, here's my boundary, or here's what I'm doing. And you can really get somebody upset. And we're going to give you like scripts and different ways of saying it to make sure that that is not the case when you propose this. Okay. So we're going to give you things to be able to bring up agendas for meetings. We want you to be holding a weekly meeting. Some of you will need to be holding daily meetings. What do you say in a daily meeting? What does that look like? What's the agenda? We're going to be giving you all of that information, including we actually do a slideshow, which sounds like intense. We do a slideshow, but it's plug and play. It's the same slideshow. We just plug in the numbers and everybody on the team can visually see what that looks like. So we'll be giving you all of that as well. Okay. There are so many people that don't think they need hiring, interview, recruiting information. They have other people. What I will tell you is most of you are going to go through this program and realize that someone on your team is not a good fit anymore. In fact, oh, do I have this? Nikki just left us the best testimonial and it made so much sense. I want to read it. Let me see if I can find it really fast. So Nikki, here's what Nikki, the gist of it was. We're actually going to put it on that page. But Nikki said, I thought I had she had an operations manager, right? Like she had somebody. So she thought like that was going to be fine. But she realized by going through the program that it wasn't the right person. So then we helped her give her a performance improvement plan and she had to let her go. And we helped her with those hard conversations and making sure she reduced her risk of not getting sued in the end, right? And then helped her find the right person, which, oh my goodness, is doing leaps and bounds over the previous person. So if you might be thinking, I don't need that part. A lot of people tell me like, I don't need that part. We've got our people. It is rare that at some point you will not need to offboard somebody on your team. Okay. Now, if you're never ever firing, is it because you've really attracted A players, or is it because you've been afraid to fire, or you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or they're just a really good person and you feel obligated and they've been so loyal to you and all the things, right? You want to make sure that they're performing. Speaking of performance, we're going to have our KPIs, key performance indicators. We're going to teach you how to have metrics for each person to say, are they hitting their metrics? Are they doing X every single day? Should they be getting Y by the end of the week? What's happening? Again, clear expectations. Okay. So when we talk about expectations, people don't know what winning looks like. We're going to show your team, individual people on your team, you're going to start to decide what does winning look like for this role. When people understand this is what winning looks like, people want to win, right? So this is all going to be part of it. Welloiledoperations.com is the link. Definitely go snag your spot. We have some of those VIP days if you really want to go all in with me and spend some time. I'm only doing 10 of those. When those 10 are gone, we'll be selling it in a very different package and my team will be running them, not me. Okay. So this is definitely one of the most asked for systems in Power Player is what metrics, what do I do? You start to go, people that you start to think were good, you're going to go, oh, wow, this is not, they're not doing what I thought they were doing during the day. They're not doing what I was hoping for, et cetera. Okay. Yeah. Do you have the right people? Not just do you have the people, do you have the right people? All right. I thought there was one more question I skipped up here. Okay. Yeah. So we have some ones, some twos, with systems. So I will say not systems, but so much like if somebody were to leave, if somebody were to, and here's the thing, if it, maybe some of you didn't respond because it's just you, you don't even have a right hand. So you are a big fat zero. If you have to step out because of something happening, right? If you had maybe something happens with your mom and you need to take care of her. Something happens with your child at school and you need to run for the day, right? Unexpected situations. You've got to be really careful because they're unexpected. You don't know they're coming, right? So you want to make sure that you're properly planning. Like Trisha, she's on here. She was somebody that gave us an unexpected situation of needing to be out for 2 weeks because of a serious surgery she had to have that she didn't know about until she woke up in the middle of the night and needed to have this, right? So you want to just make sure that you are able to have the business run without you when you need it to be. And all of us need it to be. We all need it to run without us when we're not working, when we're on vacation, when we go on maternity leave, when we take a summer off to slow down, when we go to help a loved one, all of that stuff. Okay. Leah says zero. That's okay. And here's the deal. Really, truly, that is what Well-Oiled Operations is here to do, is to get that number up higher, to get that number going. Yes, ruptured appendix, not good. No, we're so happy she recovered and the team just jumped in. And we were so happy that the team was able to jump in and know what she was doing and do it without having to talk to her, right? And just like, you go rest, you take care of yourself, let us handle it. Imagine how she felt, right? Imagine how the team felt, not being crazy stressed because we knew what she was doing, what she was taking on. Okay. All right. We are going to wrap up for today. Tomorrow, the must have essentials to outperforming last year. Tomorrow is one of my favorite days. Make sure to get back in here. Catch us live if you watch the replay today. Join us live Instagram, 11 a.m. Central. The replays will be up on the podcast as well as our Instagram feed. Let's do tomorrow. Can we do this? Come ready to get on camera. I'd love to take a few people live on camera tomorrow and answer some questions. So if you want to come get some free coaching, pop in tomorrow at 11 a.m. And I have some more bonuses we're going to be throwing your way very soon for Well-Oiled Operations. Don't worry, if you already purchased, you're going to get them too. But stick around because we've got some surprise bonuses coming the next couple of days. All right. I will see you soon. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.